Good morning, Rolene. How are you?
I'm good, and I have to say, for the record, my husband makes the most phenomenal chalot.
You see, her husband bakes.
In fact, he doesn't just bake, he makes the most phenomenal chalot.
What else does he make?
Pasta from scratch.
Really? Does he make gnocchi?
Yes. Hasn't tried gnocchi yet, but he is known for his incredible pasta from scratch. I'll make the sauce, he'll make the pasta, and a mighty fine mushroom risotto.
He should do something about that scratch, though.
There's an ointment for that.
Rolene, Nazareth's only guide dog blazes a trail just by walking down the street. What is this about?
This is such a cute story. You know, I didn't know this until I was researching the story, that dogs are traditionally considered impure in Islam, and that's why they, you know, you don't see very many of them in Arab towns, or they try and stay away from them because they believe them to be impure.
But Arab dogs. I mean, isn't it something that you know, often Jews are referred to? You know, the Jewish dogs. I mean, I think Saddam Hussein was quite famous for that.
Well, exactly. So Salim Sharif, who is blind and lives in Nazareth, is very, very rare because he has a guide dog. And the guide dog is a gorgeous golden retriever by the name of Winston. And Winston is his best friend, as well as his eyes. Salim is young. He's 20 years old. He lost his vision when he was younger due to a problem with his retina. And he walks around the streets of Nazareth with Winston at his side. And he says, you know, the dog is treated very differently between Jewish and Arab communities. He says, first of all, the two communities relate to blind people differently, but Winston is something that they are completely unused to. And contact with dogs, I didn't know this, is prohibited in Islam. Some people can choose to have a dog, but for the most part, dogs are prohibited. So he says, you know, he has been harassed, and there are times when people refuse to get into the lift with Winston, but and at his favorite shawarma restaurant, he's not allowed to sit inside with Winston because it could scare away the customers. But I think he's quite a trailblazer in having the courage to walk down the streets with Winston, who is his best friend.
That's lovely.
I have questions about Winston. Who on earth named that dog?
Winston's a lovely name for a golden retriever.
No.
Yes.
Well, it's not in Hebrew. It's not in Arabic. It's a Winston, for goodness sake.
Winston.
They please have a pack of Winstons.
So you could either get a pack of golden retrievers, or a litter of golden retrievers, or some cigarettes.
That's the Winston. Most inappropriate name ever for a dog.
Oh no, come on. Guide dogs have always got the most amazing names. My dog's best friend's name is Tuppence.
Tuppence.
And Tuppence is a black lab, and he's also a guide dog.
Could he not get a twopenny?
No, and it's all registered, and they've all got these fancy names.
I think you're all living in a different era where you had Tuppences and Winstons.
8:06, we've got You're on the Morning Mayhem. My name's Kathy Kayla.
I'm Zinati Guma.
And I'm Howard Saxton.
And on the line from Israel we have...
I'm Rolene Marks.
There we go. We're your Morning Mayhem team. So we've asked Rolene to start to stay with us a little bit because, lots and lots of news. What amazes me, and we actually led with the story this morning, is that across Israel, the lead story this morning was Benjamin Netanyahu's colonoscopy.
Well, some of us are wondering about the decisions he's been making lately. Some of them do seem to emanate from the colon. So
is it being broadcast live?
He's required testing.
He has one every year.
You know what? The Prime Minister's health is very, very important to the country. I mean, this poor man is scrutinized from his ice cream eating habits to his colonoscopy.
To his dog.
You know, we... we demand to know everything that happens with our Prime Minister.
And his wife, who really is a pain in the butt.
And I think I need to turn off his mic for a little while. Yeah, Howard, really, that is so rude.
No,
you can't. This is family radio. Anyone? You can't say things like that about somebody's wife.
About Sarah Netanyahu, you can.
No, you can't.
Everyone is in Israel hates her.
Oh, rubbish. Rolene doesn't hate anybody. Right, Rolene.
Rolene, did you see the story about how she's been mistreating her helpers at home?
I don't hate anybody, but I do tell you that we have concerns that the Prime Minister and her husband, you know, don't necessarily make the best decisions.
She's not a very popular
figure amongst Israelis.
You're also very rude this morning. This is a cranky colleague day.
I see there's an amazing story of how pole dancing is the latest fitness craze that's hitting Israel. Have you tried it?
Yes, I also like that picture.
I haven't tried it. I would actually like to try it. I've always been curious to try that. That and belly dancing. I don't know if you can belly dance on a pole, but
of course it
is fascinating. And my hint out there is if anybody wants to bring ballet bar to Israel, it would be more than welcome.
Okay. Can we please talk about this it's not judo, it's juno in Abu Dhabi.
The judoku.
Tell Flicker.
Tell Flicker, I must tell, and we broke it on Chai FM last night on your afternoon with Howard Feldman, that as the news came in that he won the gold, we broke it on Chai FM. So anybody who was listening at the time in South Africa, you were the first to know. But incredible from both bronze winner Gilly Cohen and Tell Flicker, that despite the flagrant and repulsive discrimination shown against them in Abu Dhabi, where the host country refused to play the national anthem or raise the Israeli flag. Instead of raising our beautiful blue and white, they raised the International Judo Federation's banner.
And, which could be, for all intents and purposes, Rolene, it could be the Israeli Judo Federation. Just saying.
No, it was International Judoku. If you watch Tal as they're playing what could only be resembled as the Borat national anthem, because I don't know what song that was, you could see him actually mouthing the words to Hatikva. So, you know, despite this horrendous way he was treated, and he says that he sang the Israeli anthem, he sang Hatikva from his heart, he wasn't going to be deterred. It was an incredible moment for Israel. It was an incredible moment for him, and he was not going to be deterred. So he said he shut out the background noise and he sang Hatikva.
Well, good for him. Good for him.
The people in Abu Dhabi should have realized that if they didn't want to play Hatikva, they shouldn't have played a sport named after us, judoku.
All right, somebody weighing in. I think this might be Claire. I'm not sure. Says the Gemara says we are only allowed to keep dogs to guard our property. And then says, I could be wrong. Actually, you are wrong. Claire, if you want to find the source of something, you've got to go back to the first time it's mentioned in the Torah. Where was the first time in the Torah that dogs are mentioned? Do you know, Howard?
Is Parshat Fado? Fido?
No, it wasn't that Parsha. It was after Cain kills Abel. He's kicked out and he's made to roam. He has to roam, and he was also marked, and people used to see him. This was the first murderer in history, and people used to flee, and nobody wanted to go near him, and he cried out the one day, and he said, I'm so lonely. He cried out to God. He said, please help me, and God sent him a dog, and the dog walked with him. This is in the Midrash, and if you think of the dog's name, Kalev, it's from the heart, man's best friend. So, yeah, it doesn't say that you're only allowed to keep dogs to guard your property.
What was the dog's name? Is it mentioned?
Kalev.
Is the actual?
Was it Winston?
No, it wasn't Winston, and it wasn't Tuppence. Okay.
At the end of this, Rolene's getting on her penny farthing. And
okay, somebody else saying the name of the dog is
honey,
fine.
I'm getting on my broomstick that's fueled by margaritas.
You and Howard.
Fine is a last name. You can't have a dog called Fine. It must be like Gerald Fine.
The name of the dog is Fine. It could just be a fine dog.
It could definitely be a fine dog.
It could be a fine dog. All right. Apparently, according to somebody else, the Bible does not say anything good about dogs. Actually, it does say good things about dogs. Obviously, a working dog is different. Ask your resident halakhic authority. The best bought challah is from Killarney Mall Pick and Pay.
You know something? I think that may be true.
Really?
We'll find out next week when we do the tests. But Killarney Mall make a fantastic challah.
Do they put sesame seeds?
Of course. You have to get sesame seeds on.
Do they do one with za'atar?
They don't do za'atar ones. You can either have sesame seeds or you can have poppy seeds.
Oh. Raleen, what kind of a challah do you make?
Just a plain challah. Just a very, very plain challah. But I tell you what I will be doing next week. And maybe this is something to consider for Hafrashat Challah in the future, is in Modi Inn we are baking for breast cancer awareness. So we will be baking pink challot in Modi Inn. I have promised Howard Feldman pictures. I plead the fifth to my plaiting technique. But we will be baking pink
pictures. Challot. Pictures. I want challah, not pictures.
Well, I can't promise they'll taste good either, but you'll definitely get some kind of feedback from our pink challah bake next week.
Ro, I have, strangely enough, a WhatsApp from my mother. And she says, please ask Chai FM what I must do. My niece, who I went to bake challah last night, and the challah is now out of the plastic and is covering about a tenth of the kitchen.
Okay, so you got to knead it.
Prove it again.
You knead it again.
Yeah, you've got to knead it and let
and
it
then
prove
you
again.
We always knead it.
Right, so you've got to knead it, Howard, and then you've got to plait it, and then put the egg on top, the egg wash, put it into the oven, and then it's ready to bake.
Seems like yesterday was completely wasted if we have to do it all over again.
Well, you do, because it's part of the process.
Can't There's we just find someone with a bigger oven to fit the expanded challah into?
See, our listeners are weighing in. They're saying, Howard, behave. Howard, behave.
Ooh, isn't that a line?
Unsigned.
Unsigned. Well, you know, I do have fans.
We are all your fans. By the way, apparently, Rolien, the chief rabbi is currently at King David Linksfield, or King David Linksfield Junior Primary, and he's asking the kids questions, and the kids' hands are going up before the question's even asked. That's confidence for you, huh?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Confident kids.
Very confident kids. All right, let's talk about the Shabbos Project. What's happening in Israel?
Well, first of all, it's actually quite an incredible weekend because to coincide with Parshat Lech Lecha, or as it's known in Afrikaans, Fatya Chutan Trek, we have Yom Aliyah, which coincides with Parshat Lech Lecha. So a lot of celebrations around the country today. And we also have the Shabbos Project. You know, if you check out Howard Feldman's awesome article for Israelink. He's written about the best export from South Africa, and it's definitely the Shabbos Project. So there have been challah bakes all over the country, including in Modi Inn last night, Ranana, Jerusalem, all across the country, and we will all be keeping it together with you in South Africa and with other cities around the world. A very, very exciting time.
Raleen, who's Israelink? I see it like on Facebook. Who is that? Who's behind it?
Well, Israelink is an incredible website. The editor is Dave Kaplan. And we are trying to build a bridge between both South Africa and Israel. And if anybody wants to write op-eds, either about Israel or about South Africa, I encourage you to check out the site. It's Israelink. israelink.co.za. And if you feel like writing something, go for it and you can pop it along to me.
Thank you very, very much. Raleen, that's where we leave it. We say Shabbat Shalom and, keeping it together.
Shabbat Shalom and keeping it together. And I know that WITSO are doing spreading light. So I know, ladies, what they're asking you to light a candle and share your pictures on social media. So apart from feeding the masses, let's spread some light to the masses.
Thank you very, very much. And Shabbat Shalom to you. God bless, Raleen.
Shabbat Shalom. God bless.
Bye-bye.